Blog Talk Radio.
Gay.
As opposed to, what should I be talking about on Twitter?
Titties?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No? You sound all... Did you get wasted last night? You sound all snuggled up and hungover.
No. I got a headache, but I'm alright.
I have a headache too, actually.
Really?
I wonder if it's because of the weather.
Could be.
Yeah, but what are you doing? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? I'm wearing sweatpants.
How's your back? Did they fix that shit yet, or are you still walking around like a twisted humpback?
I'm kind of in between. I'm better than I was when we hung out. Well, like, I'm not 100% yet. I went to the doctor on Monday, and he said I'm kind of on schedule for where I'm supposed to be, so who the hell knows. But definitely better.
Welcome,
definitely
caller.
Better than I was.
Who's this? Caller?
What?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That just happened.
Mick, it's your new girlfriend.
Sweet.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
I got it warm for you. I got the hot pocket ready. Got the hot pocket.
Mick, have you ever had sex? Let me ask you a serious question, Mick. Have you ever had sex with a hot pocket?
No, I have not.
Yes, he has.
You thinking about maybe doing that now?
He's lying. I'm quite sure he's...
Now, yeah.
I'm
oh,
quite
shit,
sure
a Puerto Rican has joined us. Thank you for joining your own show finally, Mr. Puerto Rican. It's very sweet of you.
I was watching Oprah, sleeping. It was awesome.
See, there you go. And I'm the gay one.
What? How's that gay, Oprah? She was interviewing David Letterman.
I'm not saying
Oprah was interviewing David Letterman? Were you seriously watching that?
Yeah, David Letterman.
That's like Mothra interviewing Godzilla.
Or Godzilla interviewing Mark.
Okay, so I just had to let me ask you if this has happened to any of you. Mick, I'm assuming that at some point you've made love to a woman, correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't know if I do.
So have you ever?
Sure.
Well, have you ever at some point and you know, like started scratching your balls or whatever, and came across, you know, a hair that just seemed to be a little too long, and then you pull it, and it turns out that there was like a woman's long hair like wedged in your ass crack.
Not in my ass.
When you have long hair, you get ass.
That happens also when you have long hair.
I've encountered a situation, but it wasn't in my ass. You know what I'm saying? It was like
you had a hair in the beach.
No, it was like, oh, God, you really need to shave.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm talking about like, you know, just scratching your ass and you feel the hair and you pull it out and it like tickles your asshole as you pull it out.
You love everything.
Nobody's ever had that happen. Lou, I know you've had that happen to you, both your hair and your various long-haired male lovers, I'm sure, have deposited.
What kind of nasty-ass skank do you have to be to have, like, a, you know, in a female situation for me? I can't imagine, you know, it getting that long. I don't know. Ew.
Well, I'm not talking about, like, it's still attached to the head, but, you know, women shed. So, you know, I mean, even, like, days later, you'll be rolling around on the bed, you'll, like, wake up and you'll scratch your balls in the morning and you'll find a hair, pull it out, and it turns out it was, like, I've even had the end of a hair in my asshole.
Oh.
The best is when you find two different colors that way. You're like, whoa.
Right here, weekend. Yeah.
I'm just going to have to say it on the air right now that you guys are a bunch of disgusting individuals.
That we're what?
Bunch of disgusting individuals.
Interesting individuals.
Yeah, that's been well established, though. I mean, anybody who's known me for more than 5 minutes knows I'm a filthy, disgusting person.
Right.
I've actually been called in college the most verbally disgusting human being anyone has ever come across.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I've come across some really pretty filthy broads, so.
Well, I meant really with the college.
I've come across you, so.
You went to college, Mike? Jesus.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
I know, right? We all went to college for 5 minutes. Did Mick graduate?
No, Mick actually graduated from his 2-year college.
Wow. No.
No.
No?
No.
So all of us are college dropout pieces of shit. What about you, Christy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
yes.
There's no yes. There's no maybe.
No, it's no well. You either graduated from college or you didn't.
Well, I did go to Miss Havisham School for Distressed Strippers. I did complete that.
She's doing shtick, everybody.
No, as far as college is concerned, I need to go. What just happened?
Ain't nobody got time for that. That was Sweet Brown telling you ain't nobody got time for that.
Sweet Brown just dropped a bomb on us.
I went to technical school, I guess. So.
Well, did you graduate?
I graduated. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So you have a degree in something.
Yeah, I can fix your computer.
How long was your school?
I could do that too, but I didn't have to go to school for that shit. You get raped by enough nerds and you automatically learn computers.
Oh.
Microchips get pumped into you.
Miss Havisham School for Distressed Strippers.
If you say it a third time, it's funny. We've established that.
It's true. I was raped by a pack of wild strippers.
What is the joke there, by the way? Miss Havisham? Is that the joke?
Miss Havisham School for Distress. I think the distressed strippers is the joke.
I see.
I was under a lot of distress. But I wasn't a stripper. I was a go-go dancer, actually. I kept my clothes on. Well,
is that true? Is that actually true?
That is actually true. I was. I did. I did do a little go-go dance.
So, and your husband is in the military, correct?
Yeah, he's in the military. He didn't leave me that way.
He
didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. That you
are you
killed my next question.
Are you any good on the pole? Like. No, seriously, like, I think that the actual pole.
Now, say that again, so I can put it to my black ear.
Well, I say his next question is going to be, do you smoke pole? That's what he was going to. That was his next question.
Can you go up the pole and then slide down?
Yeah.
And, twirl around.
I did a lot of cage dancing. I did a lot of cage dancing.
Cage dancing.
Isn't it more like cage writhing?
Well, I've been trapped in a cage while people shoot at me and tell me to dance.
No, like, I was a professional. I was a professional. I got paid for it.
Awesome. Did you have to show your titties?
No.
Oh.
I got pretty. I mean, I kept it all. I mean, I got down to like a thong. That's about it.
That's nice.
But not topless. Not topless with a thong.
No, because Ohio has weird liquor. Ohio has weird liquor laws. Like, once you go topless and stuff, they can't serve alcohol there.
Yeah, that's Florida's like that now, too, which Louie and I found out.
So, in order for there to be liquor, you know, the girls could get down to, like, bikini. And that's about it.
What about pasties?
Pasties is okay. Pasties are fine.
So did you ever get down to a thong and pasties?
No, but I was known for my very shapely bottom. So, you know, I had like a really skimpy back there.
Me too, actually. That's what I'm known for right now.
Actually, Mike does have a great ass.
I do have a great ass, actually.
Kind of a little lost right now with love handles, but you know, go there.
Louis, I've always told Louis he's got two wet lasagna noodles for butt cheeks. That's what his butt looks like. And they actually move very similarly. Like you ever go through a car wash with like the big noodle flaps?
Yeah, that's my butt cheek.
I imagine that's what you taking a shit is like. Like they're just like a car pushing its way through the wet noodles.
Like the streamers on a fan.
Okay, so there's no pictures around then floating around of your titties hanging out though. So we can't like Google you right now and find booby pictures.
Other than your husband's phone.
The only thing I can say is maybe, just maybe, there's like a videotape out there floating of a bachelor party I did, because I used to do bachelor parties too. So, you know, if you can find a videotape around 1998, then...
They had videotapes in 99?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't even think they had that. I thought they were still doing like remember those little cameras that they used to sell that would, you could turn an audio tape into a shitty videotape for kids?
Yeah.
Those things were awesome, though. I'm not going to front. Those things were fucking awesome.
Right. So, yeah.
Was that the party? Did you have to bang the dude?
Do what now? Did I bang him?
Did you have
him
to bang
no.
the dude at the bachelor party? No.
Yeah, the groom.
No,
because you got to give him like a special,
send off.
No,
no. In the back?
But I did go full nude. So.
I see.
Yeah.
I was gonna hang up on you, but you just saved yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. I can't believe I'm telling
Mick,
you stuff.
This is what happens. Now, Mick, you need to give me a naked story or I'll hang up on you.
A naked story? I haven't heard my naked stories.
No, nobody really wants to hear your naked stories. I don't think even you want to hear your naked stories.
No, I really
nobody
don't.
Wants
I
to hear naked stories about me, you know. Nobody does.
No.
What's that?
Well, you have. See, what sucks is that, I mean, this is beneficial to you, but nobody outside of the three of us on this conversation will hear what you're talking about. Trust me on that.
Right.
Right.
We don't have any listeners. And as a matter of fact, the three of us are so old that we're going to forget what you said literally within seconds after hanging up.
Pretty much.
Okay, so I can say whatever I want.
You can say whatever you want.
Right. Whatever the fuck I want. Now, I was thinking,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, trying to make this like a show that's about something, you know, maybe. You know,
she's been here for 2 seconds and she's already trying to fucking change up. Typical fucking woman.
Format already.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get this on lady issues and shit, you know. I was thinking about, like,
periods,
you know that
periods,
you have...
guys. They're crazy, huh?
Oh, my God. We're all
the cramps.
Oh, shit. No. You know, the president, you know, Eric Holder stepped down from being the attorney general, and now we have a female attorney general now, right?
Wow.
Did you know that?
Not at all, actually.
No.
Oh,
I think
we have
the more pertinent
general.
Question. The more pertinent question is how many of us care about that?
Oh, well, I do because, you know, that's a big deal. Anyways.
Congratulations on not being as apathetic as the rest of us. Seriously. I really do congratulate you for that because I don't give a shit about, I don't even give a shit about the show most of the time.
Yeah, that's why I called it 5 minutes late.
The show is actually Lou's idea. He conceived it. He had a format for it. And within 5 minutes of us starting it, he called in about 15 minutes late, I believe, the first time.
Oh. That's not how we start a show.
Isn't it?
That's how Lou starts. That's how Lou starts his life.
Mike and I drove cross country to go to Los Angeles to make it.
You remember that?
Whatever that. And it was the laziest trying to make it so you'll ever hear. We just went from Wendy's to Wendy's.
No, we did Denny's and we went from Wendy's to Denny's to Wendy's to Denny's across the entire country.
Just because we stopped using it as a piss stop. And somehow
can't do that, didn't work.
And then that got discouraged when we couldn't find an apartment within like 2 or 3 days. And I'm like, you know, it's not working, let's go home.
we actually spent close to about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks on the road, because we stopped in Pennsylvania to say goodbye to all our friends in Philly, and Louis got a tune up on his car down there to make sure that everything was ready to go for the cross country trip, and the fucking jackass mechanics didn't put the rim back on properly, so
yeah,
as he's driving back. Yeah, they didn't even bolt it properly. So as he's driving back, the fucking rim pops off of the goddamn car.
They got all messed up.
And they had to order another one because it was trashed. So we were stuck in Philly for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that like?
Well, our friends bravely put up with us, you know. We were coming there to say goodbye, and then, you know, we kind of had to turn to him and be like, hey, we're going to be here for a bit. Whose house can we stay at?
A harbinger of things to come for the trip.
Exactly. That trip actually broke our friendship.
First time I had
tonight. How long was it before you could recover?
No, it never recovered. We hate each other to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still make love, but but it's a hate love. It's very tender, but full of curse words and epithets.
Kind of like my marriage.
So let's hear your brilliant idea for the format of this show. Since you have a vagina, which makes us have to listen to you and your stupid bullshit ideas.
All right, here's what's going to make your show better. First of all, you have zero, you know, where's the sex? I don't hear it, the sex. I don't hear the passion. I don't hear the, you know, the nibbling on each other. I don't hear none of that.
You
know,
we don't have any passion.
Oh.
No, we really don't. Actually, you do bring up a good point, because literally the only passion I have in my life is my hatred for these two people.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he called me gay on Twitter today.
Oh.
So are you saying that we should bring that out on the show, that our intense, undying, and fiery hatred of each other and everything that we represent?
It wouldn't hurt, you know. It wouldn't hurt. You know,
I think
I'm
going to letter bomb
you
people.
I hate all of you, and I've only called in to you twice. You know, and
you know, I have a great idea for the next show. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send Louie and Mick a letter with fucking anthrax in it, and I want them to open it on the air. That's my idea for the show.
Ryerson, I was like, I thought you was rice. I don't eat rice. That was from the Crowdy guy, remember?
No, I don't know what you're saying, but it's okay.
No, it's okay. The rice and letters. It's back to pop.
I know. We're back to rice and...
You should really turn on the TV. You should really do that.
No, I Louis, that's Louis's job. Louis's the TV guy. Mick is the sports guy. Mm. I'm the Netflix guy. And Louis watches fucking anything. And
he watched Oprah interview David Letterman. That's proof.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. Apparently. But, I mean, Christy, if you want to keep calling in, you're more than welcome to attempt to have some some events tossed in there, which each and every one of us is going to browbeat you into not caring about.
Okay, here's the thing. All right, let's go back to the Attorney General. Well, you know, Obama had this White House dinner where he's, you know, talking about her and stuff and how she's intelligent.
White House.
I just muted her. Isn't that awesome?
That's not nice.
No,
I know. I'm going to put it back on. I'm sorry, Christy. I love you.
What?
You're a big cock. You know that?
I know. I am what I eat. I can't help it.
A big, hairy cock.
So the White House, some bullshit, and then some more bullshit. And
I want to listen to what she's saying. What is she talking
about? Yeah, I know. I'm leaving her on. I was just being a dick. That's what I do. Shut up, Mick.
Yeah.
I don't love you.
Okay. All right. I just want to say burn in hell. But as I was saying, is like he's telling the audience, you know, that how intelligent she is and how she's tough on crime and whatever. And then he says something. Yeah, he said something to the effect of it, that she's good looking too. Said
really?
That she was good looking too. Yeah, yeah. You know,
really?
Basically,
we have a hot attorney general.
Yeah, we do. She is pretty.
Awesome.
She is. You got to Google her. She is good looking.
Has she ever been on a poll to pay off?
Hey. Somebody somewhere finds Janet Reno attractive. They may not be on this planet. But someone somewhere in the universe finds Janet Reno
cables and goggles and no neck.
She says she's tough on crime, right?
I mean, he's giving her, like, you know, telling him about her career and, you know, all that stuff, raising her up and all that. And he ties in at the end that she's, you know, it doesn't hurt that she's, you know, good looking too. Well, the next day, everybody was tripping. What?
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, why does that factor into... I mean, you know, politically, that shouldn't be a... I mean, that's the only reason I'm going to ever pay attention to her, but, you know, superficially, we shouldn't care about that.
Right.
Right. Right. You know, you can't... You know, people have been doing this years, tying in the person's, you know, performance.
I mean, honestly though, all kidding aside, that's disrespectful, because I'm sure she busted her ass to get where she is. She's probably got a lot of schooling. She's had, I guarantee you, she's had to fight against a lot of sexism to get into the place where she is, because it's still a boys' club, and especially in government. I've worked in government. I've fucking seen it. So I understand why people would get upset at that.
Right. So Fox News and the Republicans jumped on it, which, you know, they have notoriously been on the wrong side of feminine issues. So that's where the, you know, hypocrisy and all that, to me, played into a factor in all this stuff. You know, anything to, you know, make Obama look bad, they're going to glom on, like, a fat kid on a Smartie, you know?
I like Smarties.
I like Smarties.
Fact is love
what
and
is a Smartie?
Smarties.
I'm not smart enough to know what a Smartie is. I know what a Smartie is.
You know what a Smartie is, Lily?
You know, the little candy that comes
in. Lily, was that a bad joke?
A bad joke?
You know that this show has only classically had good jokes on it. You know bad jokes are not allowed on this show.
Was it a bad joke? You're a bad joke.
Louis, you should apologize to everyone listening out there.
I don't know what I'm apologizing for, but yeah.
For making a bad joke about that you're not smart enough to know what Smarties are.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm offended.
What is a Smartie? Did we get past it?
You know the little candies that come in rolls? It's like it looks like a tiny little hockey puck that's a whole bunch of different colors.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Those. All right. Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing is half the battle.
Right there. Now back to the feminine issues, you know.
Okay, so what's the problem? That Fox News was jumping on Obama because he said that she was attractive.
Right. And me, as a woman, if I was the attorney general, I'd be like, for real though, girl, the president thinks I'm cute. You can't tell me shit. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Well,
the problem is that it's going to ruin that for everybody.
Right. But my question is, was she offended?
No, she didn't come out and say she was offended.
Well, then who gives
a
shit?
No.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main point. Like, nobody should be offended on behalf of somebody.
Right.
Like, that's none of your goddamn business.
She hadn't officially said anything. I mean, she hadn't commented on it. So, therefore, you know, she chose to stay out of it.
You know, she was totally signing her little notebook at school. Obama.
Yeah.
Obama in a big heart. Yep, you're right.
No, she's up in the mirror looking at herself naked like, girl, I am fine. Look at all this. The president think I'm cute. Look at that makeup. Mm-hmm.
Obama be wanting some of this shit.
I know. He wanted to throw Michelle in the mix.
Like, Michelle better
watch
her back.
So you think Michelle would be open for, like, an attorney general first lady threesome?
No,
actually, Michelle is from Chicago, so Michelle don't play that. She ain't got.
Barack is also from Chicago, and maybe he's got to put the smackdown on a bitch sometimes. Be like, yo,
word your moms.
We gonna have this threesome, bitch, and you gonna like it.
Yeah.
Michelle's like, you ain't about that life, girl. You come up into my man, I might cut you.
You ain't about that life. I don't know. If I was a president, I would be all about that. I would be President fucking Camacho from Idiocracy. That is my ideal president.
Can I be the vice president of that? I would co-sign on that. Yes.
That guy was awesome. I wish we had a president like President Camacho. President, what was his name? Hector Mountain Dew Camacho? Mountain Dew Camacho. I don't remember. I just said Hector because Camacho and Hector, you know, mm-hmm. Puerto Ricans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That needs to happen today. And then we can have the Kool-Aid man as the vice president.
Smash into
the
walls.
That's a damn good idea.
Yeah, smash into the walls and shit, you know.
I would never get tired of the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall in Congress.
Me either. It'll be, how about like the funerals of like dead soldiers and stuff? He just busts through the like landing.
Every single time. At different spots. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know the vice president,
he has a lot of good ideas, but there's one problem with her giving us her opinion on these topics is that the show's been half an hour old and we haven't discussed rape yet. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, wait, it's been a half an hour and we haven't discussed rape yet?
Yes.
Well, okay, we haven't gotten to our people who should die segment yet, so there's plenty of opportunity to discuss rape. See, we have a history with the show, Christy. Even when we don't try, every single show somehow rape gets thrown in there. Somehow.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Maybe the Kool-Aid man can interrupt the rape.
Right. Let's go there. Let's go there. Okay.
Maybe if the Kool-Aid man got raped in Congress. That'd be kind of hard, because if the only thing he knows how to say is, oh, yeah, then it won't seem so much like rape. Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, if the Kool-Aid man got raped in the middle of Congress, that Violence Against Women Act would have been signed a whole hell of a lot quicker. They would have been on it.
Probably true.
Yes. You know what I mean? That bill would have not sat on the floor as long as it did. That would have been in there right yesterday.
I feel like there'd have to be like a lot of people holding down the Kool-Aid man for him to get raped. He's a big dude. And, like, where would the raping happen? It'd have to be in the mouth, because I don't think he's got any other... Why am I actually thinking about this?
It would be in his top. I mean, you know, the top of his head is a big, giant hole orifice.
But that's pretty big, so there'd have to be, like, 20 congressmen all sticking their cocks in the top of it at the same time.
Well, how many people are in the Tea Party? They can get down. I mean, they seem like the crowd that would.
You know what I love about the Tea Party? That it was actually started by large corporations. If you look up the history of the Tea Party, it was actually funded and started as an idea by right-wing businessmen that were trying to get a quote-unquote grassroots movement going.
Mm-hmm.
How antithetical to grassroots movement is that?
Yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, everybody calls their movement fucking grassroots movement now. So I think the only true grass, if a guy showed up like covered in grass, he would be the only one able to claim a true grassroots movement.
Yeah, true.
I'm always covered in grass.
I see.
Yeah, but what kind of grass are you covered in?
Your back?
Usually it's grass. You know, I like to fuck outdoors. I mean.
Oh, I was hoping it was like weed, like you just walked around, like covered yourself in weed.
No, I was picturing you getting fucked in the grass, too.
I do like weed. I do like weed a lot.
We should start a grass rape movement.
Oh.
There you go.
Raping on the grass? Like,
yeah.
Raping weed?
Or maybe just like, you know, raping people with grass.
With blades of grass.
Is it really rape? Because it kind of tickle. I mean, I guess this is like.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Those
grass blades can be pretty sharp, and that's a pretty delicate area down there. I mean, if you just like covered your dick in grass and then stuck it in somebody, I mean, it would.
That is awful for both parties, I think.
All right, so Lulu, why don't you start off before the show ends? Why don't you start off with your people who should die? Who should die? In your book.
Theodora.
Theodora, why?
Why?
I just wanted to bring her up because we're talking about rape. And when I was a kid, I watched something on HBO where she got raped by Ray Liotta with a garden hose.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's
and
awful.
He turned it on. And he turned it on inside of her.
I'm glad you brought that up, but who should actually... She shouldn't die because she got raped on it by a garden hose.
No, Ray Liotta for starting out that way.
Oh.
I guess, you know, Jesus Christ. Dude, but if Ray Liotta died, then we wouldn't have Goodfellas.
Right?
I guess.
But then we'd have
I'm going to skip you because you're not into this segment this week. So let's Christy, why don't you tell us who should die in your book? And don't say any of us because we already believe that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Boehner. Congressman Boehner.
Sure.
I don't even know why you're pronouncing his name the way he wants it to. Just call him fucking Boehner. That's the way his name is spelled.
It does look like Boehner. It's Boehner. Congressman Boehner, because he is a Boehner.
Congressman Boehner. It's B-O-E-H-N-E-R, Boehner.
You know, Majority House Leader Boehner. I call him Congressman because I refuse to give him that title. He's an ass. He's a stone-cold ass from my great state of Ohio.
He's a Boehner. He's pulled a lot of Boehners, too. He's just a big old Boehner.
Just a big, hairy boner. Yeah.
That's gross.
You should go.
Okay, Mick, who should die in your book?
Well, I don't know. He actually stole my idea. I was going to go with Ray Liotta also, but now I have to tell you.
why do you guys want Ray Liotta dead?
Because he has acne scars, that's why.
I want him dead.
James Almost.
No, don't kill them. I like them.
Okay, it's my turn since nobody... Christy's the only one who's taking this seriously. I'm going to go.
There we go.
People who should die. Mike Garvey.
No, Mike,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's one we can all agree on.
Mike Garvey. The other Mike Garvey. The old one.
Well,
right?
Actually, my dad's name is also Mike Garvey, so I could really... Yeah, that works. That works, too. He can go away.
No.
Can't we just kill any family members of the Boston bombing people who don't think that they did it?
Right. Yeah.
That they were framed or set up or some other ridiculous nonsense that is obviously not true.
Well,
yeah, I guess
you could
do that.
I'm a mother, and if my two sons, like I have two sons, they're nowhere near their ages, but I have two sons. I would probably deny it, especially, even though I have mounting evidence of them, I would just like, no, that's my baby. They didn't do that shit.
I agree with you because, I mean, Mick's mom is in serious denial that her son is a registered sex offender.
We all know that.
So I understand.
True.
I mean, if you go up and talk to her and be like, hey, did Mick have to, did he have to like go around the neighborhood and tell people and stuff when he moved back in with you? She'd be like, no, that's not true. It's not true at all. So I get that. It's a mother's love. I get it.
Mom's love.
Not mine. I have to ask you a question. If you get arrested for soliciting, do you have to register as a sex offender?
If you what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you get arrested for soliciting.
It
depends.
Yeah. It depends on what was going on, too. Yeah.
It also depends on what, if that's, I mean, they may tell you, that may be part of your, I mean, you have to get a lawyer for something like that because there's a chance that they could register you as a sex offender for soliciting, but it doesn't always work that way. I almost got arrested for indecent exposure because I was banging my girlfriend on New Year's Eve about 3 years ago. In a car right on the main fucking street in Danbury, Connecticut. So the cop caught us and pulled us out. And this fucking idiot, she's like smoking cigarettes, texting on her phone, being nasty to the cop. And I'm like, listen, you dumb bitch. If you don't be respectful to this cop, like he could give us like an indecent exposure and register as a sex offender. Now, that may not reflect too badly on you because you're attractive when you go for an interview. The interviewer might be like, hey, since, you're a registered sex offender, let's fuck.
Right.
That's probably the worst that's going to happen to you, which is bad. But I'm 35 fucking years old, or at the time, 30,
yeah.
I was 32. So, I mean, that's going to tarnish me for the rest of my planning to be short life.
Right. Totally.
Don't piss this cop off. And this cop was like 6'5", 300 pounds of pure black muscle. Like, I was not going
freeway.
To fuck with this cop.
You wanted to get roughed up.
Yeah.
You wanted to get roughed up.
And he was mad. Like, he was really mad that he had to deal with this shit. Like, he was really he was actually disappointed in me.
Yeah. You're a grown
man. I could tell. Like, I was like, how are you judging me? Like, I was just banging my girlfriend drunkenly on New Year's Eve. Like, you're my dad, officer.
He's like, she's a total pig. Look at her. She's a pig. What are you doing?
That's what it was. He was like, why would you fuck this out in the open like that? Why would you bang this?
Yeah,
why would you risk
that?
The rest of your life?
He's this kind of girl in private, yeah.
This is not the kind of broad that you showcase that you're banging.
Right,
this is,
exactly.
You don't want to see... So I actually had to go to court and I wound up with like $150 a court fee charge. Like, I got the charges dismissed, but they still managed to get money out of me. I love
that.
That
was actually probably more expensive than a prostitute.
Exactly. I mean, I could have banged like a better looking hooker for less.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
A lot of the girls at the club would do that, you know, take the guys outside, because it was a go-go bar by like a golf, you know, golf course. So got a lot of pervy old guys coming in there, and they thought, oh, let me get some more money out of them, take them out in the car.
But that's
stuff.
But like one of the, when I talked to the prosecutor, one of the things that he said was, he was like, well, what you guys did, like, whatever, but if they had given you like a heavier charge, like, because they gave us the guy actually only charged us and didn't arrest us. He charged us with causing a public disturbance. So, we got that pleaded down or whatever. But he could have given us, like, indecent exposure or some – there's, like, a myriad of other –
lewd and lascivious.
You know,
lewd and lascivious.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, all kinds of stuff.
He could have done all sorts of stuff like that. And we would have had to have been registered.
Right. Or if you were by a school, too, you know, like you could be doing naughty business,
yes,
you know, with
exactly.
your girlfriend, and you're by so close to, like, a school and stuff, they could even hit you with that. You
and
know,
see, that would have been really fucked up if they had charged me with that, because if I was going to get arrested for doing sexual acts around a school, I would have just started jerking off in front of an elementary school. Like, why not go to the front yard?
I thought you were saying you were going to start fucking a kid.
Oh,
No, Mick, that's you. That's where you go with that.
What can I say?
Awful. Looting
horrible,
lascivious.
Horrible people.
Dude.
Lewd and lascivious acts within range of a minor or something like that. They probably could have.
Right.
They could have done. Hell, if there was a kid walking across the street, I could have got nailed for something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Or he could have got nailed.
Private property,
yeah.
Public property, you know,
exactly.
Let me go there too, you know.
Yep, yep, yep. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, who should die? Did we get through that already? Are we done with that segment?
You know, I wanted to nominate Hot Jesus from the Bible TV show.
Hot Jesus?
Yeah, everyone's calling this guy Hot Jesus because he played Jesus on that Bible TV show. And he's just a fucking tool, just like everybody else on that TV show.
Well, I nominate White Jesus.
Well, that's what it is. He's a white Jesus, and he's
blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryan Jesus needs to die from public consciousness and needs to be erased completely.
There you go. I change from a boner to hot white Jesus.
There you go.
Now, I don't particularly agree with black Jesus either, because I've seen, like, I've gone to some people's houses and they have serious, like, Jamaican dreadlock Jesus chilling on the wall. And I'm like, you know, he's from Arabia. He's from the Persian area.
I like perm Jesus. I like black perm Jesus. You know, where he has,
black
like,
perm Jesus? Yeah.
Like, he put the dark and lovely and let it sit, and then he rinsed it out, and then he put, like, a nice lace front Jesus. That's
Now,
black.
See, it's true that, and quickly, because we only have a couple minutes, but it's true that, you know, every area, their idea of Jesus, it reflects their population.
Right.
They have their, I've seen pictures of, like, an Asian Jesus, and he's Asian looking.
Really?
However, if that's, yes, yeah. However, is that being true, why are all the fat, sloppy, disgusting, inbred southern white people still worshiping beautiful Aryan Jesus? Why doesn't their Jesus look like Honey Boo Boo's mom with a beard?
Good question. With, like, grease stains on his white beard.
Exactly. You know, fucking... Right, a Red Bull
Jesus.
Can peeking out of one of his fat neck folds.
Trucker Jesus.
Yo, LaToya Jackson has her own TV show. She's dating again.
No, come on, Louie. You got it. Dude, turn that shit off.
Oh, I can't.
Oh.
Christ, man. You need to have less television channels, my friend. So keeping abreast.
Go out and enjoy
on that note, the show is now over.
Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Goodbye.
All right, everybody.
That's it.